What a lovely weekend I had. A Father's Day weekend, the second weekend of Jagged Little Pill. Lots of good stuff happening. Let me give you some rundowns, some updates, some recaps. Let me give you a Your Daily Lick situation.
Your Daily Lex.
The shows went great. You know, I like having full houses, and one of the shows was really half full, if you will. But the others were very full. It was great. Basically sold out. And the shows went really well. No colossal failures or anything like that. I was very happy with what I did each time. Lauren saw the show. I had some friends see the show. A bunch of people from Comedy Sports surprised me seeing the show. That was nice. I will say Lauren being in the audience made me slightly more nervous than I was any of the other times. I think I did my worst job with her there. Not her fault, my fault. You know, but there's a scene where I come out crying over my drugged out wife in the hospital, and I found it a little bit harder to get there. I guess really just out of joy that my wife was there. So it was hard to be sad. Is that sweet? I think so. Anyway, Father's Day, Sunday. The stressful part of Father's Day was that a person who works backstage and helps me with my quick changes didn't come. She announced that she wouldn't be coming on Father's Day because she was spending it with her elderly dad. That was a little scary, but we made it work. And various people pitched in to help me do my quick changes, and so it went fine. Before the show, we did some Father's Day stuff at home, and I really have to say I made out like a bandit with Father's Day gifts. Sierra wasn't home because she was at camp. She's driving home from camp today. She hasn't even left yet, and it's 5 o'clock as I am recording this. But yeah, she wasn't there, but she had remembered a thing that I said eons ago about a certain kind of water bottle I wanted, and she got me one, which was awesome. Ani got me socks that talk about how the number one dad, and the number one dad thing is on a mug, so it's socks of a mug. Which I find very funny. I got a popcorn maker. I have a popcorn maker, but it's old and beat up, broken, cracked. Laura got me this lovely one. That's the one I wanted. And I had said to her, you know, get the white one. The blue one's the prettier color, but it's not worth the $9 surcharge. And she got me the $9 surcharge light blue one, just because that's love. While we were supposed to have breakfast together, the two kids who were home, and Lauren and me, because I knew we couldn't have lunch together because of my show, and Liam was late coming downstairs. So I just started eating the smoothie I had prepared earlier that day. And it was really more of like a spoon kind of smoothie situation, not a drink one. I had made it earlier, and it intentionally gets solidified up. And Lauren was asking me why I was using the spoon I was using. And I was like, well, these spoons are slightly taller. I need even longer spoons because then I could scoop this out without getting my hand all dirty. And she's like, oh, then one of my gifts was these extra long spoons. Apparently I had complained about this before, and Lauren had remembered that. They got me these extra long spoons. Which, again, were awesome. Now, sadly, because of the timing, I didn't get to use them that meal, but I did use them later, and fantastic. Like these giant spoons that can scoop to the bottom of my smoothie cups without my hands getting covered in smoothie material. Fantastic. Yeah, so just a wonderful Father's Day. That night after the show, I picked up Ani from work, and we all went to the restaurant where Liam plays music, and we got to listen to Liam play jazz with his friends while we had dinner there. So all in all, great day. This past Thursday, I had my colonoscopy, and although it took longer than desired because I had too many polyps, literally while I was recording this, I paused to read the update from the doc saying that all of those polyps were benign. Downside is, because I have so many polyps, I have to get a colonoscopy every year, where he was hoping I would do it every 3 to 5 years, but instead it's got to be annual, because apparently my body's good at making polyps. Everybody's good at something. Anyway, that's all I got for Monday. This week is Comedy Sports World Championships. They happen to be in New Jersey. You should check out Comedy Sports World Championships. Go to CSEWorldChampionship.com to learn more. CSZ Comedy Sports. Z. Yeah, you get it. Anyway, that's all I got. Happy Monday, everybody. Goodbye.
Lex.